House of Representatives to vote on CCJ come April, and debate begins on the Constitution Amendment Local Government Act. You're tuned into House Matters. Welcome, I'm Aldean Campbell. Come April 28, the House of Representatives is to vote on the bills that will make the Caribbean Court of Justice, the CCJ, the final court of appeal for Jamaica. The three bills are an act to make provisions for the implementation of the agreement establishing the CCJ, an act to amend the Constitution of Jamaica to provide for the replacement of appeals to the CCJ as Jamaica's final appellate court, and an act to amend the Judicature Appellate Jurisdiction Act. After the close of the debate on the bills in the lower house, there's a time period of 3 months before a vote can be taken. This due to the proposed change to the Constitution as outlined in the bills. Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller closed the debate on the three bills at Tuesday's sitting of the lower house. The debate featured contributions from other members of parliament, including the leader of the opposition, Andrew Holness. In her contribution, Mrs. Simpson-Miller urged the opposition to support passage of the bills.
Under our system of government, bills that are brought to parliament are required to be supported unless there is some international convention or agreement that will be breached by the passage of the bill.
The Prime Minister noted that lawmakers should not invent partisan reasons not to support a bill that is brought to the Parliament. Commenting on the financial arrangement for the court, Mrs. Simpson-Miller pointed out that the court is financed through the Caribbean Court of Justice Fund, which was signed by CARICOM heads of government and came into effect January 27, 2004.
The purpose of the trust fund is to provide the resources necessary to finance the capital and operating budgets of the Caribbean Court of Justice and the Regional Judicial and Legal Services Commission in perpetuity.
The agreement, she said, directs the Board of Trustees to review the adequacy of the resources of the fund starting in 2006 and every 2 years thereafter, and to report to the heads of government on the results of the review. The Prime Minister informed parliamentarians that the trustees presented the first report in July 2006 and four subsequent reports thereafter in 2008, 2010, 2012 and 2014.
I have been advised that based on the fifth report prepared in 2014 by the Board of Trustees of the CCJ Trust Fund, the fund has comfortably covered the expenses of both the Caribbean Court of Justice and the Regional Judicial and Legal Services Commission for the first 10 years of its operation up to 2014.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller. For his part, Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness reiterated the opposition's position of being in favor of a final court of appeal based here in Jamaica. Also on Tuesday, debate on the Constitution Amendment Local Government Act began in the lower house. The bill seeks to entrench local governance in Jamaica's constitution. Opening the debate on the bill, Minister of Local Government and Community Development, Noel R. Scott, noted that the entire process is driven by putting the people at the center of management of their own affairs.
We have gone through many processes to get to this point. Many debates have been held and many studies undertaken. It has been a long period of gestation, but now, at long last, tangible expression of local government reform is being brought to term.
Under the legislation, local authorities are being given the ability to perform regulatory functions to facilitate the management, improvement, and development of resources of local communities. The bill also allows Parliament to make provision for local authorities to generate and spend their own revenue and to provide for the holding of local government elections.
The above-mentioned constitutional provisions could be given functional effect in the three strategic laws, which are the fundamental planks to undergird local government reform. These three laws are the Local Governance Bill, Local Government and Unified Services Employment Bill, and the Local Government Financing and Financial Management Bill.
Minister R. Scott notes that the bills have been approved by Cabinet and are at an advanced stage in the drafting process at the Office of the Parliamentary Council. The debate on the legislation is set to continue at the next sitting of the House of Representatives on January 27. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time for what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.